This week on Morning Edition, we've been learning about Iraq as it looks through the eyes of a couple of NPR Iraqi staffers. We heard from one earlier this week whose wife is expecting. Another is Abdullah Miziad. In addition to reporting, he has become something of an expert on the work of the American playwright Eugene O'Neill. Abdullah has just completed his master's degree on O'Neill at Baghdad University, and he describes the experience for us in this letter from Baghdad.
The other day, I decided to go to a Baghdad University satellite campus to check the hall where I was supposed to defend my thesis. I had been warned by friends and family not to go there because there were rumors that the sectarian war has overflowed into the area. Despite the dangers, I decided to go and see if it was safe enough to hold my thesis defense there. When I got close to the area, I noticed that the bus drivers were signaling approaching cars to turn around. I kept on going. Hearing gunshots, I saw police stopping people from going toward the bus station. College employees and students were trying to leave any way they could. A policeman stopped me and said anyone going to the station was being shot at. Then I glimpsed a truck speeding to nearby neighborhoods with over 50 men, shoulders covered with white cloths, the telltale sign that they were willing to die fighting. Bitter, I thought, there goes my thesis. The only way out of this situation is to transfer my oral exam to a safer place, the main headquarters of Baghdad University. I was constantly on my cell talking to my professors on how to do this. Is it legal? Can I change the date? I didn't even care if I passed the test. I just wanted to get it over with. I tried an alternative site and went to the administration building to meet the vice president for scientific affairs. Apparently, his job had shifted from science and education to something else. As I waited, he went through a stack of papers, requests for AK-47 ammo, a couple of extra rifles, and bonuses to guards who defended the university from attacks. As he signed those papers, he turned to me and said, laughing, "Do I look like a man holding a PhD and engaged in scientific pursuits?" He told me to go to another site, to a dean who turned out to be a close friend of the family. He accepted and provided a place where my family and professors would be safe. I was extremely happy and at once called my supervisor, only to discover that her brother had just been innocently killed in a car bomb explosion. Sobbing, she told me she wouldn't attend the defense. There goes the hope of getting a master's degree. I cannot postpone my orals because, honestly, in a couple of months, I don't think there's going to be a Baghdad University.
Abdullah Miziad is an NPR Iraq staffer.